KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, it's cloudy and 57 degrees. We look for it mostly cloudy today, a high near 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In area news, officials of the Cass County Landfill and Recycling Center have issued a statement with regard to improper recycling in Lewis. The statement says, over the last few months, we've seen a disturbing problem when we empty the recycling containers located in Lewis. An abundance of trash that in no way could be confused as recyclable material has been found in the bins. The most grotesque material, they said, has been human and animal feces and used toilet paper. Landfill officials say the bins are for recyclable materials only. If people are confused as to what that means, they're welcome to call our office at 712-243-1991. When trash and biohazardous material is mixed in with a legitimate recycling, the entire load is contaminated and is landfilled. The issue also poses a health risk to landfill employees. Officials say if trash and hazardous water continues to show up in the Lewis recycling containers, the landfill says we will pull these bins from the Lewis community. This is a drastic action that we would rather avoid, so we're asking for your help. And by the way, you can report illegal dumping to the Cass County Sheriff's Office at 712-243-2206. The fines for that range anywhere from $625 to as much as $3,000. A thorough investigation into illegal dumping May 1st in Page County has resulted in the arrest of a man on a felony charge of criminal mischief in the second degree. Page County Sheriff's Office at 65-year-old Thomas Harry Wagner of rural Clarinda was booked into the Page County Jail and then posted bond of $5,000. He was released pending further court proceedings. Authorities say Page County Sheriff's Office were contacted on May the 1st by a citizen landowner in reference to several power poles and debris being dumped over and through a roadway fence on their property. The scene is a approximately 5.5 miles north and west of Clarinda. During the investigation, it was found that several old power poles and debris had been shoved through and over a fence owned by the Brook family. There were several tractor tire tracks that came from a property on the south side of J20. That property is owned by Thomas and Debbie Wagner. The tractor tire tracks then went across J20 into the roadway ditch on the north side of J20, to where the power pole and poles and debris were dumped through and over the fence. There was also debris and power poles left on both the roadway and the field side of the fence. Well, the Creston Police Department today reports two people were arrested on drug charges Monday morning. 30-year-old Tanya Tyndall and 34-year-old Michael Walton, both of Creston, were taken into custody at their residence at around 9 a.m. Tyndall faces a possession of paraphernalia charge. She was released from the law enforcement center on a summons to appear. Walton was charged with possession of a controlled substance third or subsequent offense. He was being held in the Union County Jail on $5,000 bond. Late Tuesday morning, 36-year-old Travis Willems of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for theft in the second degree. He was released from the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. And Tuesday afternoon, 29-year-old Samuel McKinney of Eldora was arrested in Creston on two Hardin County warrants for charges of failure to appear on an original charge of failure to maintain control and operating while under the influence. Well, the Exira EHK School Board met Monday evening and held a public hearing on a possible early start calendar for the 2020-21 school year. Superintendent Trevor Miller said he's shared the calendar with the board and public prior to the hearing, and there were no comments in opposition.
It's an option that the state still has to approve, but we'll see, you know, how it goes. And, you know, the governor could come back in later and change things. So right now we'd probably start with, if this is approved and we're good to go, and depends on how, you know, everything's going in August. Our first date would be August 12th.
Miller said there were no changes in the fees to this coming school year other than those which were mandated by the government for a 10-cent increase on adult lunch meals and 5 cents on the breakfast meals. And the Exira EHK board on Monday approved some new staff hires.
Audubon and us both hired a Spanish exchange teacher program. It's a husband-wife combination if they're able to come. I mean, that's what it's based on, if they're able to travel and come into the United States. Audubon and us both got lucky that we found a good husband-wife pair, and they're both excellent teachers, so I know they approved theirs, and we approved ours last night, and now it's just a matter of wait and see if the exchange program gets to happen, if the embassy opens, or they're allowed to travel. So, I mean, they both have an excellent background, so, I mean, that'd be great to have them here, to have a Spanish teacher instead of doing the online program that we did last year, but that's a wait and see. And then we hired Courtney Peppers as the assistant softball coach. you know, hopefully we have a season, so that way we have both coaches in place.
And the Griswold School Board met Monday evening and passed a resolution to set a public hearing for issuance of about $1.8 million in sales tax refunding bonds. Superintendent Dave Hendricks told us Tuesday that the move would save the district thousands of dollars in interest fees.
What we're looking at doing is to refinance our sales tax bonds that was used a few years ago to reduce some parking lot areas, resurface our track and some lighting. And with interest rates, preliminary numbers are we could save upwards of $80,000 over the next 10 years if we refinance our bond.
Hendrick said the next step in the process is a public hearing on June 15th. At the hearing, the board will discuss the reasons for issuing the bonds, followed by a period of time for petitions to be filed if anyone objects. Hendrick doesn't expect that'll be the case, but it doesn't cost the district anything either way and saves money. Now, there were numerous staffing changes made during Monday night's meeting, beginning with some resignations.
Laura Michael, prom sponsor, Jim Albright, bus driver, Barbara Teeny, middle school, high school paraprofessional, Jamie Meek, elementary classroom teacher, Denise Bridges, high school basketball cheerleading sponsor, and then also Kathy Amos, co-musical director.
There are also a couple of transfers,
which includes Jake Spear transferring from assistant high school boys basketball coach to head high school basketball coach. And then also Carter Stevens transferring from middle school football coach to assistant high school football coach.
And there were several new hires at Monday's Griswold School Board meeting.
Chad Rogers and Tyler McMahon were both hired as middle school football coaches. Carrie Hyatt was hired as our new fifth grade teacher. Chad Rogers was also hired as middle school boys basketball coach. Bonnie Goodson, jazz choir sponsor. Troy Nikolaus, homeschool teacher. Chase Wallace, head high school football coach, as well as assistant high school boys basketball coach. Kevin Farr, assistant high school football coach. Jessica Riegel is our K through 12 art teacher for next year. Katherine Hazelwood will be a new middle school, high school special education teacher. And Brenda Snell will be our middle school, high school business and information technology teacher.
And Dave Hendricks says they're only missing one special education assignment for next year. Otherwise, their certified staff are ready to go for the coming year. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.